My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, episode 155, a power vinyasa practice for the whole body to build strength, flexibility, and balance. And this is an advanced practice. So if you are newer to yoga or under a year or two of experience of regular practice, then check out the other classes, gentle, hatha, yin, restorative meditation. Those are all good foundational building blocks to get to these advanced practices. And they're not better. They're just more things happening in a shorter period of time. So it's quick, but not rushed. Never rushed, even though we've got just 30 minutes for our practice today. I like to cover a lot of ground and make sure that you have time to feel embodied, strong, flexible, balanced, open, and present, but never rushed. And that comes from the meditation foundation. And that comes from the time to go slow in the postures in the hatha classes. So advanced is not better. It's just more things happening in a shorter period of time, which takes more mind-muscle connection and just practice and repetition to feel comfortable doing those things safely and efficiently. So if you want to join into our practice, if you feel like you're more experienced in your practice, then awesome. And if you want to join into more power classes, I'm doing these every week now live on Zoom. You can see the schedule at quietmind.yoga/classes. And that's where I have all my weekly classes. And we have Shannon now teaching with us, an amazing teacher. So we've got classes 6 days a week. And if you're a Quiet Mind Yoga member, then you get access to all of those. You're welcome to come to any class by donation. You don't have to donate, but you're always welcome to join. So that's at quietmind.yoga, where you can learn all about the membership. And this is the last week where it's $22 a month, and the price goes up. So we keep adding things, keep growing and expanding, and I'm super happy with the membership. I made a lot of cool updates over the past couple weeks, and it's just awesome. I love it, and that's like my life's work to create this resource that I wish existed when I was early in my practice and looking for these things. So there's over 200 video classes now in all styles of yoga and different series of classes on the chakras, the Upanishads, the yamas and niyamas, these deeper aspects of yoga that we just can't cover in a single class, and it takes some time to go deeper into them. So if you want to learn all that deeper stuff of yoga and have a really consistent practice, we have amazing community and amazing reviews. I'm super honored with how it's come together and turned out, and It's really something I'm really happy with. So I love it. And if you want to check it out, quietmind.yoga, you can check it out for a month. You can unsubscribe anytime. But I have a lot of people who stayed there from the beginning now. We've almost been going for a year, and it's been pretty awesome. So quietmind.yoga is where you can check out the membership. And as always, I'll have free classes here because I like to make yoga available to everyone who wants it. High quality yoga for everyone who wants it is always going to be here on the podcast, but the deeper practices, the videos, and the community, you can always reach out to me there if you have questions about your practice, want support directly from me and the community. Quietmind.yoga is where you can check that out. All right, so today's power class, just 30 minutes, and if you want to have some blocks nearby, that might be helpful for you, and hope you enjoy your practice, and look forward to sharing more with you soon on the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast, and the Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. All right, so have a good practice today, and I'll talk to you soon. So let's start today in child's pose. So have your knees apart, hips towards the heels, forehead towards the ground. Start to take some slower, deeper breaths here to start our practice. Start to come up into hands and knees and make any movements that feel good for you here in your spine, shoulders, neck, hips. So we'll address the whole body here, doing some activation stuff in the beginning. We'll flow, and then we'll have some deeper stretches at the end. So I'll start to come into the plank pose, shoulders over wrist, high push-up position. Hold here, and maybe lift your left leg, and maybe already lift your right arm, building some activation of the front of the body. And we'll slowly transition to the other side. So the right leg lifts, maybe the left arm lifts. Sometimes it's good to just start right into some strong poses before there's any fatigue. And we'll come back to the plank pose all the way down to the stomach for some version of locust, lifting your heart, lift your legs, squeeze legs together, arms reach back, straight arms, shoulders retract, activating all of the back of your body. Really firm, really strong, looks great. Hold there. Now if you want to add on, reach your arms forward like a Y. Palms face each other. A little more work for the shoulders. And then lower your elbows down under your shoulders into a Sphinx pose. And we'll move with the breath here as you exhale, peel your body up into a forearm plank. You could stop at your knees, your toes, or the tops of your toes. Will be more challenging. When you inhale, come back down into the Sphinx pose. So it's an exhale to come up, an inhale to go down. A couple of times with your breath. Next time you come up into the forearm plank, we'll hold there, activating the front of the body, strong and stable here. And then lower all the way back down to the Sphinx pose. And just hold in the Sphinx for a moment, giving that a rest. Lower your hands under your shoulders, back to downward facing dog, and you can ease into down dog. So we've already had a time to activate the front and the back of the body, starting to warm up a little bit. Now we'll focus on the side of the body, come forward to a plank pose, left hand a little forward from center for side plank, stack your feet, you can lift your right leg here, maybe reach your right arm. Couple breaths, strong obliques, shoulders, outer hips, and then down to the other side, side forearm plank. Couple breaths here, any variation, you can lift the left leg, gives you more of the outer hip strength, strengthening the side of the body. Back down to downward facing dog. And step or hop to the front of your mat, standing forward fold. With a bend in your knees, a sort of half lift here, but reach your arms back like locust, lifting your heart, shoulders retract, hips back and down. So knees are a little more bent than usual here, almost like a chair pose in the legs, but the strong, active back resisting gravity. Next, inhale, arms sweep up, standing, arms overhead. Exhale, hands to heart. Pause in mountain pose. Shoulders relax. Now we'll flow with the breath here. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, vinyasa. From down dog, inhale, right leg up and back. Exhale, step forward, high lunge. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, vinyasa, float the right leg. Inhale, left leg up and back and down dog. Exhale, step forward, high lunge. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, lower hands, vinyasa, float the left leg. Step or hop to the front of your mat. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, arms reach up, standing. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, arms reach up. Chair pose as you exhale. Hold here, either arms up like a Y or hands in prayer. Next exhale, lower hands, step or hop back through vinyasa. Down dog, right leg back, inhale. Exhale, knee to nose. Knee towards your left elbow. Extend the leg out, either floating the leg or lower to the floor, side plank variation with this right leg extended. Back to down dog. Lift your left leg back, inhale. Exhale, knee to nose. Hold here and now extend your left leg out to the right in the side plank variation, right arm lifts, maybe your left leg lifts. Back to down dog. Inhale, right leg back. Exhale, forward lunge. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, bend the elbows, shoulders down and together. Now, locust arms, reach your arms back, lift your heart. Hinge forward, warrior three, back leg lifting, balancing here. Lower your hands, standing splits. Maybe one hand to your ankle, maybe both. And now lower your left foot back down to the floor. Rise up to the high lunge, inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Inhale, palms up, reverse warrior. Exhale, vinyasa. Can always skip the vinyasas to down dog if you want, or do different variations of the vinyasa. From down dog, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward lunge. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, bend elbows. Locust arms. And breathe as you come into warrior three. Back leg lifts. Standing splits, hands the floor or the ankle, back leg still lifting any amount. Back down to the lunge, your inhale, arms sweep up. Warrior two, exhale. Palms up, reverse warrior. Exhale, vinyasa. From down dog, step or hop to the front of your mat. Your inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Chair pose as you inhale. Hold and breathe. Your inhale, rise up, arms overhead. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, bend elbows, heart lifts. Interlace your hands behind your back here as you breathe. Fold at the waist with the arms coming up overhead, hands still interlaced. Bend your left knee, keep your right leg straight. Lean your weight a little to your right. Other side, same thing, right knee bends, left leg is straight. And then both legs straight. Release your hands down. Set up for Bakasana Crow. Hands about shoulder width apart. Knees to triceps. Shift weight forward. Heels towards the tail. And if you can hold Crow really well, find which leg is easier for you to keep. And then let the other knee start to lift into one-legged Crow. And then from here, we'll jump or step back through vinyasa. From down dog, inhale, right leg back. Exhale, right knee to right tricep. Hold there, like chaturanga in the arms. And back to down dog. Your inhale, down dog, lift your left leg back. Exhale, knee to left tricep.
and then chaturanga in the arms, sort of, and back to down dog. And your inhale and down dog, reach your right leg back. Exhale, step forward, high lunge. Inhale, arms sweep up.
Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, palms up, reach back.
Exhale, straighten the front knee, triangle pose. Right hand inside the ankle or to a block. Left ribs, left arm opens. Hold and breathe here for a moment. Side angle pose. Bend your front knee, forearm to thigh. And you can make circles and movements of your left arm here. And wrap your left arm around your back. Palm faces away, stay there or bind. And if you can bind, bird of paradise. A few breaths wherever you are. Listen to your body. Now slowly come out the way you came in, eventually back through vinyasa. Very nice. From down dog, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward lunge. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, palms up, reach back. Exhale, straighten front knee, triangle pose. Ribs and arm open towards the ceiling. You can look down, forward, or up. A couple of breaths here. Bend your front knee, forearm to thigh. Right arm makes circles and movements. Wrap your right arm around your back. Palm faces away. Stay here or bind. And if you can bind, bird of paradise. Eventually, slowly come out the way you came in. And vinyasa back to down dog. Of course, you can always do belly locust instead of chaturanga up dog. From down dog, we'll step or hop to the front of the mat. Back to bakasana crow. Maybe just for a couple of breaths here. Maybe just moving in that direction today. Very nice, everyone. Back down to the feet. Back into a chair pose. And your inhale, rise up to stand. Arms overhead. Your exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, the chair pose. Hands at heart. Shift your weight into your right foot and slowly step your left foot back into a lunge. Right hand to right hip, left arm into a side bend, and an elbow outside of the knee into a twist. Hands in prayer, turn the heart towards the hands. If you want a little more challenge here, make this a chair pose twist. Just step your left foot up. And we'll, if you step your foot up, step your foot back now, back in that high lunge where we got into this. And we'll open up to warrior two. Left hand to left hip. Right hand to right corner or a block. Half moon pose or chapasana, where you bend the knee, grab the foot. Couple breaths here. Slowly back to warrior two. Straighten your front knee. Reach your left arm up, long, forward, and down to revolved triangle. Right hand on your low back. Then right arm opens up towards the ceiling. Couple breaths here. Very nice. Lower your hands down, Skandasana. Turn to your left. Left heel is down. Left toes pointing up. And you can challenge your balance. One hand at the heart or both. Or a little shoulder movement here. Right arm inside the right knee. Wrap the arm around the internal rotation. Wrap your left arm around your back and clasp the hands. If there's any sensitivity in the shoulder with that, just skip that. And eventually back through vinyasa, turning towards the front of the mat. Very nice. Your inhale, you'll lift, or actually from here, no lifting. So bend your knees, step or hop to the front of your mat. And back to chair pose. And hands at the heart for this one. Shift your weight into your left foot. And slowly step your right foot back. Left hand to left hip. Right arm into a side bend. Elbow outside the knee. Twist. Hands in prayer. Turn the heart towards the hands. Or the chair pose twist. Step your right foot up. If you stepped your foot up, step it back. Warrior two, spin open. Right hand to right hip, left hand to left corner or a block, half moon pose, or chapasana, bend your knee, grab your foot. Back to warrior two. Straighten the front knee and reach your right arm up into a revolved triangle. Hand down inside of the foot. Left hand to low back. Then left ribs, left arm open towards the ceiling. Skandasana, lower your hand. Pivot to your right. Right heel is down. And again, you can have hands in prayer or internally rotate your left arm, palm faces behind you, wrap your right arm around your back, and clasp the hands. And we'll all transition, face the front of the mat, vinyasa, back to down dog. Step or hop to the front of your mat again. And back to chair pose. Rise up on your inhale to stand. Exhale, hands to heart. And we'll have a minute here for some sort of inversion. And you can do any inversion you want here. Handstand, you can do wide-legged forward fold, headstand. So find what feels right for you today. So Lev, I think you might want your elbows a little more like a triangle, equilateral triangle with your head. Looks like your elbows are maybe a little too wide. Yeah. So we can talk about it after the class here, but let's move on to our wide-legged forward fold and meet up there. So Lev, any version of this, you can stay still or move. Grab your legs or hold elbows, whatever you want to do here. Let gravity help decompress the spine. Then we'll add some movements a little side to side, bending one knee at a time, left to right. And back to center, to heel toe the feet in a step or two with your hands on your thighs in a goddess pose. Hips in line with your knees. Turn your shoulder towards opposite knee. A little twist for the back. And then back to center for Malasana. Heel toe your feet in another step or two. Lower the hips. Hands in prayer. And then let your hands down behind you. Lower to your tail. And feet together. Knees apart in Baddha Konasana, bound angle pose. Going into some deeper flexibility here. Folding over the legs. And the forward fold, letting your spine round, helps us start to wind down from the active practice. And we'll start to sit back up here. And either a wide straight legs, Upavishta Konasana, or Paschimottanasana, straight legs out in front of you. Either way, folding over the legs. And both legs are straight here. Not locked, never hyperextended, but mostly straight. And we'll start to sit back up here. And cross either right ankle in front of left or right shin over left shin, folding over the legs here. You can also do the Gomukhasana legs if that feels better, but knee over knee, right leg on top, folding. So just something to open the outer hips here. A couple breaths, whichever version of that feels best for you today. And to the other side, either left shin in front, or left shin on top, or left knee over right knee, folding over the legs. And sit back up. Let both legs out to the floor, laying down to your back. And we'll do one more thing here for the front of the hips, either a bridge or a wheel pose. So feet are about hips width. Peel your spine up into the bridge. Or if you're good there and you want more, crawl your shoulders down and together, fingers point towards your shoulders. Press into the hands to lift the heart into a wheel. And slowly back down with control. On your back with your knees bent, just a little gentle side-to-side motion with the knees. Or if that doesn't feel good, just stay still. And now let your legs down to the floor, arms overhead, stretch your whole body, head to toe, reaching out. And then just relax. And we'll have a brief shavasana here. Make any little adjustments you want to feel comfortable laying on the floor, on your mat. Notice your energy continue to slow down, back to homeostasis. In our power classes, we sort of push our bodies to be stronger, quicker, more cardiovascular. But just as important as that process is sort of winding back down to homeostasis where our bodies can recover. And then maybe next time it's even a little bit easier, a little stronger, a little more flexible and balanced. It's more about the consistency than the intensity in the short term. Notice your heart rate slowing down. Notice your breath becoming more subtle. Now, if you have more time and you want to stay, you can. When you're ready, you start to transition back up to sitting. Just notice how you feel here. Maybe a little more alert, sharper, all the active energies of the body activated. And now we'll start to close our practice with the hands together at the heart, bowing the mind to the heart and to each other. Thank you for practicing today. Namaste.